Hello everyone, welcome to Yashoda Hospital's online segment, the Health Talk Session. Surgical oncology is a field of medicine that presented rapid evolution over the past few years. Let's discuss about surgical oncology and its recent advancements. I'm Dr. Lakshmi, and let's welcome surgical oncology consultant from Yashoda Hospital's Somaji Guda. Welcome, doctor.
Hi.
So, doctor, tell us more about yourself and your journey in this medical field.
I'm Dr. K. Srikanth, surgical oncologist, has been associated with Yashoda Hospital since 19 years. And I started my journey in 1985 when I joined the medical school at Karnal Medical College. In 1996, I went for my super specialty course in surgical oncology at Adyar Cancer Institute, Chennai. Following which I was there as assistant professor and then moved down to Hyderabad as it's been my native state. And I've been here with this organization for the last 19 years.
Well, I think that's a long and a wonderful journey. So what made you choose oncology as your stream of specialization?
Yes, that's an interesting twist which I can say in my life. My ambition was basically to become a surgeon. So that was decided or predetermined even before I joined my medical school, because my father was a surgeon and my mother was a medical practitioner at my native place, which is Prozitur in Kadapa district. During my post-graduation, I think there was an incident which turned my attention or my interest towards surgical oncology or oncology. One of my professors' daughter, you know, got affected with cancer, and somehow I was in that unit then, and I did go through the trauma what he had faced when getting his daughter treated. So I accompanied him to few hospitals in the cities here and in Hyderabad and Chennai. And then I've seen the agony what that family went through when her daughter was undergoing treatment. Somehow when I went to Adyar Cancer Institute at that point of time, accompanying him and his daughter, I fell in love with that specialty, basically to explore more in the field and to serve people with cancer, because cancer is a disease where it really affects the family as a unit, and everybody gets disturbed to a large extent. And mentally, financially, psychologically, you know, every aspect in the family and every person in the family gets disturbed. So I thought, let me pursue my career in oncology and let me see what best I can do to alleviate the trauma that a person goes through when who is affected with cancer. So that's how I decided to take up surgical oncology.
Well, doctor, I think that's rightly said, that cancer not just affects a person, but the entire family. So who was your inspiration behind your successful journey?
Obviously, when it comes to who inspired me most was my parents. See, both of them were practitioners, were into the medical profession, and they were in a small place with a population of 40,000-50,000 at that point of time. And when I saw them serving the people, and when I saw people respecting them so much, and when I saw the agony and the happiness the patients used to show after they got relieved of their disease, and the respect they used to give to my parents. So slowly, they never told me to become a doctor, but from the childhood, when I start seeing the patients paying their respects to my parents and the type of service they used to see. So I maybe in that tender age, it got fixed in my mind that, you know, I should become a doctor. If you look at the person who's an inspiration behind me, uncle and a professor at Chennai, I was inspired by his surgical skills. An excellent surgeon and excellent patient counselor and excellent psychologist, in the sense he's a person who can read the psychology of a patient. So these are all the people who actually inspired me to move further and to grow further.
I think that's wonderful. So talking about medical journey, how do you think the treatment for cancer has evolved since your student days?
The knowledge about cancer, the concept about cancer, and then the inclination for treatment in cancer was not there. The fact those days was, okay, you are affected with cancer, that means that's the end of the road. No, you are not going to survive, and ultimately you only have to wait for the death to come. That's how it was, the cancer used to be viewed at or looked at. So it was more of a negativism in the treatment involved or in the treatment involved towards cancer at that point of time. But I think with the time from 1995 onwards, the advancements in surgery, advancements in radiation techniques or radiation equipment, and especially the chemotherapeutic drugs. So they all came almost one after other in a very short period. We started seeing or looking at cancer patients with a lot of hope. The results of this advancement in cancer translated into a longer survival in these patients. Every year, I think we keep hearing about so many molecules coming up, so many advancements coming up in the radiation techniques and the surgical techniques, and the more and more advancements or molecules gets added up in the medical oncology, especially the chemotherapeutic drugs, the targeted drugs, the monoclonal antibodies, immunotherapeutic molecules. So these advancements, I think, will keep happening, and we hope to see some time in the future where the genetic testings and then managing the genetic changes can even prevent these cancers coming up.
Well, doctor, I think that's rightly said that hope and satisfaction are the most important aspect when it comes to cancer therapy. So on a personal note, what would you like to do when not working at the hospital?
So like my passion and my connection is to oncology, to cancer patients. So I'm off the social media generally, and I'm not into watching movies or televisions. So when I'm free, I listen to music. That's the one which gives me a lot of relief and a lot of relaxation. And then I have an organization, or I have a foundation, which is an NGO, which I started on my mother's name, which is called as Vimla Foundation. So I serve or help people, needy people or poor people who are affected with cancer. And also I do support a lot of children, poor children, for education. So I do some charity work, so for senior citizens, for education of children, and then for poor cancer patients. So these are the three things. So I keep myself busy either with these activities.
Well, coincidentally, my mother also shares the same name. That's wonderful to know about your organization. So how do you think this COVID has affected the cancer care during this pandemic, doctor?
The overcrowding of the hospitals, the burden on the healthcare workers, the doctors, really strained the medical system to a large extent. And when it comes to cancer patients, I think they got affected worst, because cancer is a disease where the treatment goes on for at least 6 months on average. Fortunately, as any system, we evolved a method wherein we started consulting the patients via teleconsultation, where we could suggest them what can be taken. So a teleconsultation and advices through teleconsultation helped some patients definitely, and we could instill some confidence.
Yeah, undoubtedly technology has definitely helped us during this pandemic to deliver cancer care. So before ending this episode, what message you would like to give to the society as a cancer care provider?
Yes, especially as a cancer specialist, I would suggest that this disease is basically a lifestyle disease. Most of the cancers what we get are because of our lifestyle changes, what we adapt, or lifestyle abuses what we do, except for few cancers which are genetic. So most of the things are because of, most of the cancers are commonly because of smoking, alcohol, and the stress we go through, poor nutritional habits, you mean to say the food habits, taking less of greens, not exercising, not sleeping properly. So I would say, yes, working is important, you know, profession is important, survival is important, but I think at least we need to maintain certain discipline in our daily life. That's what we lack is regular health checkups, especially for either cardiac or for the cancer. Screening is very important. So getting screened ourselves at regular intervals after a certain point of age, especially I would say from 45 years onwards. So screening and healthy lifestyle habits are one thing which every individual should adopt from a certain point of age and time.
Yes, doctor, thank you for emphasizing on the point about regular checkups and screening. Thank you, doctor. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
So this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you all for watching us, and do join us for the next week as well. Take care and stay safe.